Mikey Sherrill becomes New Jersey's new governor this morning. In addition to addressing affordability and high energy prices, she's focused on tackling an affordable housing crisis in the state. During her campaign last year, she called for the state to work with local governments and to convert underused commercial spaces. Adam Gordon with the Fair Share Housing Center says he is hopeful that her idea will be implemented.
The first is we've just been through this process in which over 400 towns have submitted plans for how to increase their affordable housing under the landmark law that Governor Murphy signed in 2024.
That law required municipalities to update master plans and zoning. It also included incentives for converting commercial and industrial space to homes, transit-oriented development, and mixed-use projects. New Jersey residents are currently spending at least 30% of their income on their homes. Pennsylvania Republicans are looking to change how the state runs Medicaid and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. From our news partner, WITF, Jackson White reports, their effort comes as federal changes are already tightening the use of both programs statewide.
Senate Majority Leader Joe Pittman says he and other Republicans want to adjust how Pennsylvania operates Medicaid and SNAP. The end goal, he says, would be to, quote, limit utilization.
We have to make sure that we're making them as efficiently as possible, number one. And number two, that the individuals who are receiving the benefits are actually eligible and need to receive them.
Pittman would not say what specific changes he'll advocate for, but he says limiting the amount of, quote, junk food eligible for SNAP is on his mind. Democrats have generally opposed recent federal restrictions on both programs, and the party's majority in the state house could block any changes Republicans in Pennsylvania propose. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
A rallying cry came Monday as part of the day of service for Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says everyone needs to join together at this critical juncture in the country's history.
In these challenging moments, in this time where I know most of you just want to turn off the TV and pull up the covers and pretend like a lot of these threats don't exist, now is not a time to retreat. Now is a time to engage.
Thousands of people gathered at Temple University as part of an all-out effort to help others by building mini libraries, learning CPR, and helping those who were looking for jobs. In sports, the Flyers beat the Vegas Golden Knights, snapping a six-game losing skid, the final 2-1 yesterday. The 76ers on top of the Pacers Monday, 113-104, and the Sixers host the Suns tonight. Tyrese Maxey has been named an Eastern Conference starter for the 2026 NBA All-Star Game.